Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Hello, and welcome to this, the first episode of Alt Down Under with me, Luke Scanlon. You're probably wondering, that name, that accent doesn't quite add up, does it, for a podcast? Doesn't really make any sense. But I moved to Australia at the beginning of 2023, a couple of months into the year, and just instantly was like, okay, Australian music, there's a lot going on here. I need to get involved. So this is my brand new alternative music podcast with me, your resident Brit, or Pom, whatever tickles your fancy. I'm just going to be bringing you the best artists coming out from Australia and some of the big acts that are coming all this way to play to you guys, the Aussie audience. And yeah, definitely holding my hands up, still getting my head around some of the phrases out here. Don't really know what no wakas means. And I've definitely got confused when someone asked me how I'm traveling. Weird one. And also, a pot, a schooner, a jug, why don't we not all just stick to pints? But anyway, I did have a podcast for 5 years back home, Big Smoke Music Weekly. And I look back, couldn't believe this, I actually interviewed just over 60 artists, including the likes of the Libertines, DMAs, Metronomy, and a load more. So I am now mega excited to get this new venture up on its feet, off the ground, and out to you guys and out there into the big bad world. So each week I'll be bringing you a chat with different artists. I'll be honing in on some of my favorites that I've picked up so far, ones that are recommended to me. As I say, all from the Australian alternative scene, finding out about their influences, chatting all things tours, festivals, releases, all before asking them to build their dream gig venue. They'll be telling me the name of the venue, support act, that can be dead or alive, by the way, free food and drink on tap, dress code, and who's running the security on the night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So strap yourselves in for the first episode of Alt Down Under.
Alternative Down Under.
So, kicking us off in episode one is a very special band, a band that I've got to know, at least the drummer, over the last few months, and just an unreal live outfit. They're working so hard. Based in WA in Perth, these boys are always on the road. They've just come off the back of a 9-date tour. I saw them earlier on in the year and a couple of months ago as well, and both times blew the crowd away. They really suck everyone in, and it's just the best night whenever these guys play. And it really feels like they're a band that are just living for the moment and loving what they're doing. It's just the greatest thing to witness when you go see them live. So I'm buzzing to say, getting us started here on Alts Down Under is the brilliant Dice. All right, I'm with the one and only Lenny from Dice. Welcome to Alt Down Under, mate.
How you going? Nice to be here.
Very good, mate. Very good. Just before we start recording, we were talking about how the last time we spoke was at the beginning of the year on my old podcast, which honestly is a different lifetime, man.
Yeah, time flies by. It actually feels like it's been like a couple months, but yes, over 6 months. Wow. I still remember what we talked about in that interview as well. That was crazy.
Yeah,
I remember playing it to the guys and they were like, this is hilarious. They were all in tears laughing.
Yeah, I was literally like, I need some snacks to eat in Australia. I need some lingo. Help me out.
Yeah, they were great questions.
Well, there you go. Mate, this interview clearly won't be as good. I can't live up to it now.
Yeah, you set the bar.
Yeah, I've shot myself in the foot. Well, I thought the best place for us to properly start talking is... obviously, the show that I first time I saw you guys play live was in Melbourne when you played at the Corner.
Yeah, Corner Hotel.
Yeah, unreal, mate. First of all, I'm just going to say that night was absolutely pumping, mate. It was unbelievable. Like, the atmosphere was so good, but...
It was awesome, mate. It was a great night.
Give me your assessment of it, mate.
I reckon that was definitely top three shows of the tour. That was up there. Great crowd. I also loved having the Velvet Club supporting us with Dear Sunday as well. That was the only show the Velvet Club played with us. So it's quite exciting. We've actually got them as a support for this tour now. So we've got them for the whole tour. But great night. Everyone got around it, which was sick. And yeah, I can't really complain. It was awesome.
The place was packed, and you're totally right about Velvet Club, man. They were so good. I think I missed first two songs and caught the rest of their set, but they definitely teed that crowd up perfectly for you boys.
They do not disappoint. They've got a great energy on stage.
Yeah, man, definitely. And I've got to ask, mate, because I was pretty well licked with beer by the end of the show, but did you guys go off for a little slight encore then come back? Is that what happened?
We did, actually, yeah.
Because I remember you, like, I swear every Aussie band always just jokes about the fact there might or might not be an encore. That's something that all Aussie bands do.
Yeah, I think it's gotten to the point where the crowd just kind of expects the encore now. So it'd be a little bit disappointing if you don't jump back on stage. So we don't plan it, but if we hear the crowd starting to chant one more song, we do have one or two, yeah, to whip out in case of emergency.
Some people have like food supplies in case of an emergency. You boys just have two songs to go to.
Yeah, we got tunes.
Because I know when we spoke at the beginning of the year, you were saying how great it would be to eventually get yourself over to Europe and do that sort of tour.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the pipeline since we've spoke that where that might be a possibility?
Well, yeah, we're working on a lot of things for next year. Nothing's set in stone yet, but there's definitely a few opportunities on the horizon, and we're looking forward to all of them. Just getting outside of Australia in general. We get to go to New Zealand for a couple shows on this tour, which is very exciting. Just getting outside Australia was a big milestone for all of us, I think. Yeah.
Nice, man. I went to New Zealand for the first time like a month ago, and I met a guy there who lives in Melbourne. Be careful, because he didn't realize he had an apple in his bag, and they're like mega strict.
Really?
On what you can bring into the country. And he got fined like $400 for a fucking apple.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Pretty rough, mate. So make sure you check your bag.
I was going to say, if you got arrested for an apple, that's pretty, like, that's next level.
Not good, mate. Not good. So, yeah, you also mentioned earlier you were in Brisbane up at Big Sound. You've also got South by Southwest in Sydney. It must be pretty cool to be a part of these kind of, like, emerging talent lineups, man, with these big music, because they're kind of like music press conferences, aren't they?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect at the start. And then we went, and it was very interesting how, like, there was like 150 bands, I'm pretty sure. It's just kind of a showcase where bands get to just play, and like whoever is interested in helping them out or being a part of what they're doing, they can kind of scope out the scene and see what they're interested in. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, did a few interviews, played twice, and they were great performances, like great turnout and everything. We were really impressed with how many people showed up. Like, when we don't have any expectations, it's always a good turnout. Did not disappoint.
Yeah, nice, man. I've got a couple of mates back home in bands, and there's some similar events in the UK where it's kind of like a lot more kind of music PR people, label people and stuff. Does it feel like a different crowd when you're playing in front of that lot? Or are you guys in any way more nervous than you would be just playing a regular gig?
Yeah, it is definitely different. I saw, like, we kind of just feed off the crowd's energy. So playing into a different type of crowd, not as young, not as energetic, but still, like, involved and everything, which is good. But it is different. Like, it was a challenge. But I think we did well with that, with those Big Sound performances. Like, we did well with, like, looking at each other and, like, being comfortable on stage and having the same energy as we would with, like, a crowd that's going nuts.
Yeah, man, for sure. Well, talking of energy, man, because I saw you pretty briefly after the show at the Corner in Melbourne, And it's safe to say, I think you're one of the most wired people I've seen after a show, mate. You were absolutely pumped. It was so good to see you. You're like, yo, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm honest. I'm not even going to lie. I cannot remember that interaction because I'm so like so focused on the performance. I get off and I feel like I'm doing 100 different things at the same time. It's a really strange, like hard to explain feeling. But yeah, it's just like you're on top of the world, but you're also just like way too much energy for just talking to someone. It's hard to control yourself.
Yeah, like trying to bring the heart rate back down, and you've got 20 different people trying to have one conversation.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy that night, especially. There was a lot of people there. It was good fun though.
You're having the time of your life, mate. It's great to see. It's great to see. Lenny, mate, on to the new track, another new single. You boys, I tell you what, you're releasing a lot of tracks. Supervision. What can you tell us about it? What can fans expect?
Oh, well, it is definitely like, you know, it's a dice track as soon as it starts. It's got that upbeat, feel good, sing-along feel to it. It is about like having an attachment to an object. And the inspiration behind it was like Regan, the bassist, he's always loved this pair of sunglasses and like took them everywhere. Absolutely. Like no one touched his sunglasses. It was like an emotional attachment to an object. A lot of people nowadays, I've seen a lot of young girls rocking the Frank Green water bottles. They have an emotional attachment to that water bottle. This one's about Regan's sunnies and losing the sunnies and the pain involved. But it's kind of just a fun tune. And hopefully it gets a few people dancing along, singing along for when we play it live.
Amazing, man. I love that story. And I love that a few of your tracks aren't, They avoid the kind of typical, you know, ask about love or about all that stuff. They're just like life, little life stories that you boys just bring to life. And it's so good to see, man.
Well, Ben has an incredible talent when he's writing. And I'm always so impressed by his creativity on, like, there's like a song in the EP, Silky Blends and Lemonade, is about Taco Tuesday. Like it's about the taco of, what's that movie, Sausage Party. Like he can write a catchy song about absolutely nothing, and I love that, because it's not like we try to do it our way, and we don't take things too seriously. We just have fun with it and create what we feel is just a good vibe.
Yeah, man. And it's great what you say as well about as soon as this new track starts, you know it's a dice track. And it's so good that you guys have that DNA to your tracks, because they are just built for live performance, aren't they? It's all about the sing-along, jumping around with your mates.
Yeah, we do love, like, I think as we're creating the track, we're thinking, what's going to make people, like, have a great time in a crowd full of people? Like, the whole purpose with what we're doing is to allow people to just have a ball with their friends and like sing along and create a memory out of it all, you know? And as we're doing that to ourselves as well. Like, we have so much fun doing this and creating music that feels good to other people as well. Yeah, but we are aiming for that big stage, big sound that we can kind of see in the larger size venues. Like, we want to build our sound to kind of suit where we want to head as a band.
Yeah, love it, man. And I love, honestly, you guys have been like the soundtrack for my move down under. It's weird how it's all happened.
That's so cool. I love that.
It's great, man. Honestly, I'll be listening back to your tracks in like years to come. Like, fucking hell, yeah. I didn't have a fucking clue what I was doing when I first...
It's a nostalgia.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know what the fuck a twisty was. mate, anyway, if you're ready, we can take a trip down to the dream gig venue.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Fuck, I love this band. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy! have your dream gig, mate. The dream gig venue. Step this way.
Lenny from Dice. Are you ready? I reckon it's quite a nervy thing to have to try and put together your dream gig venue.
I don't know. I think that's quite exciting. I'm excited. Got a few ideas.
I really love the thought. Like, I'd love to think that you've done nothing today than just think about this.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything that I've put my mind to today. Just these questions.
Beautiful. All right, then. Well, mate, let's kick us off then. What is the name of the venue and what is the capacity of it?
Oh, honestly, our dream venue as a band, I think, has been the Enmore Theatre. And playing that venue would be kind of just a dream come true. So I'd have to say that. I'm actually not sure the exact capacity, but it's up near 5,000.
Amazing. That's a solid size, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be a ripper of a show.
Cool. All right. And if you're to rename it, what is the name you're giving the venue?
Oh, that's a good one. Rename the venue. I have no idea. It's got to be something to do with Dice, eh?
Or Lenny's Electric Jukebox.
Did you think about this before?
I've literally just come up with that. So you can keep that.
I love that. I'll go with that. I'll go with Lenny's Electric Jukebox.
Sweet. And it's got 5,000 capacity. All right. We're off to a flyer, man. Next thing you've got to choose, dress code for the venue. What are you having?
I mean, I would say, like, the dress code that's usually at venues are pretty good. But the only thing that I haven't liked, and I understand the reasoning, but I don't like the rule. People aren't just allowed to wear, like, open shoes, like Birkenstocks.
Yeah,
that's like a
no thongs,
very very common shoe for all the Dice guys. I think we all have a pair of those. So yeah, rock up in whatever footwear you like, whatever you want to wear.
I reckon just everyone in Birkenstocks would be a good look. I reckon
that would be cool. All those thongs that we were talking about last time, the 4x4 off-roaders that Ben rocks on the daily.
Mate, very well remembered.
Yeah. Everyone rock up in them. Why not?
I tell you what though, you know when you are jumping around and sometimes there is that one guy who loses his shoe. If you lose your shoe in a gig full of Birkenstocks, it's going to take you a fucking long time to try and find your pair of Birkenstocks.
Yeah, that's actually going to be rough, hey? Imagine the lost property being after that gig.
Just all like buckles. Just buckles everywhere.
Yeah. But also, I do like the idea of a formal dress code. We played a ball, I think it was last year, early last year, and we got to suit up and it was like all like a big ordeal for everyone. It was a university medicine ball. Yeah, it was like so much fun to just dress up with your mates. So I'd probably say, yeah, like a formal dress code would be cool for a gig.
Well, yeah, you could do like black tie. So you got your little dicky bow, full tux with Birkenstocks, your business and party.
I like that. Yeah, that's a vibe.
That works. All right, sweet. I feel like that's a unique dress code.
That's probably the weirdest answer you're ever going to get for that.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Cheers, mate. All right, mate. On to the next one. This is key. The free drink that you're going to have on tap.
On tap. Probably Canadian clubs. We love those.
Yeah, yeah. I never came across those before I got down here, man. Never had one before arriving here.
Really?
Yeah, never had it.
What are your thoughts? Wait, so you've had one now, though?
Yeah, mate. They're great. They're really good.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on them?
I think I do like a Stone and Wood. I'm quite into my Stone and Wood. So it's quite,
oh, yeah, they're good,
it's quite to have. It's good to have a few of those, and then when they get a bit heavy, move on to the Canadians.
Yeah. It is one where if you get bored of beer, you kind of switch to CCs.
Yeah. CCs on tap. Do they ever have it on tap? Because I've only ever seen it in a can.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I answered it like that. Because I think it was when we toured with Grey Gable late last year, we came across it in the Gold Coast at this random karaoke bar. They had CC on tap. I think I had about five of those. and it was so good. Like, and then I jumped up on stage and did my thing with Ben, karaoke.
What was the song? I have to ask.
Beautiful Girls by Sean. I think it's Sean Kingston.
It is. You're way too beautiful. That one.
Yeah, that's our duet.
Love it. I actually, mate, last time I did karaoke, it was in Melbourne. I went too hard, and then the next week I got a lung infection.
It's always the case, isn't it? Karaoke's a killer.
I went too hard on it was the power ballads that fucked me, I think.
Far out.
Just did me in, man. All right, so we've got Canadian Club on tap. What is the free food?
I'd have to go... At gigs, we usually get, like, some sort of pizza or burger and wings. I'd have to say chicken wings as well. So one of those three, I can't decide. So all of them.
Yeah, yeah. What, with like a nice buffalo sauce?
Yeah, it's good, eh? It's very nice.
Mate, that is just bloke's food. All right, sweet. So obviously you're going to be headlining at the Dream Gig venue, but who, and it can be anyone, dead or alive, who is your support act on the night?
Support acts. Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that is difficult. We just spent a week with our friends Rum Jungle. I'd have to get them somewhere on the lineup. Also, the Velvet Club. We absolutely love those boys, and we have to put them on this gig. So good. They get the crowd hyped for us. So how many am I allowed? How many bands am I allowed on this lineup?
Well, I was going to say, this is turning into a day festival, but I'll let you go with it. It's cool.
I'm going to go Rum Jungle, Velvet Club. Oh my goodness, this is hard. The Cauliflowers, they're coming on tour with us as well. And Dear Sunday, those four. Full festival.
Mate, that is one hell of a lineup. Okay, and finally, obviously important at any gig venue to keep everyone in line in their Birkenstocks and tuxes. Who is doing the security on the front door on the night? And again, this could be anyone famous. It could be a mate. It could be your nan.
I'm gonna do a mate, because our local bar, we go there way too often. The Indian Ocean Hotel. The security guard there.
You mentioned this last time we spoke.
We absolutely love the security guard there. His name's Ash, and he is so friendly, always comes up to us, has a chat. He's always there. Like, he's just a great bloke. I would have to get him on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I reckon Ash sounds like he could take care of himself and the whole venue.
Yeah, I don't know who else. I don't really know any other security guards. That's just he'll just man the whole place. He's that good at his job.
Fucking love that. So that is your dream gig venue, mate, in one little parcel. Lenny's Electric Jukebox.
I'm keen. When are we on? I'm so keen. We got to get it going.
We'll just find some investors, mate, and we're halfway there.
Yeah, we need the funding.
Amazing, mate. Well, Lenny, thanks ever so much for coming on Alt Down Under and giving us your dream gig venue.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great chat.
Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes, Alt Down Under.
All right, that is the end of episode one of Alt Down Under with me, Luke Scanlon. Thank you so much for dropping by and tuning in. Really do appreciate your support. And yeah, if you can give us a follow, that'd be amazing. Over on Instagram, alt.down.under. Bit of a mouthful, but pretty easy to remember. Even I can, so I'm sure you can. And yeah, thanks once again to Lenny from Dice. These boys really are a special band. I think they have got a big future ahead of them as well. Keep an eye out for when they're next on tour, because as I mentioned during the chat there, they really are special live and they just love making the crowd ride their wave. They just are a band that are loving what they're doing. Next time out, I'll be chatting to another brilliant indie outfit, the Grogans. I'll be finding out how the hell the Melbourne outfit are keeping up their work rate. Honestly, these boys are ridiculous. They've just come back from a tour in my neck of the woods over in the UK and Europe. And I'll be asking what they've got in store for you guys when they hit the road in Australia in 2024. As if it's 2024 next year. What the hell? Anyway, thanks once again. Give us a follow and keep up to date. Really do appreciate it. Really am grateful for your support. And yeah, look out for that next episode. Take care. See you next time.
Alt Down Under.